I'm very happy now to welcome to the Radio Cafe Edith Song. She is founder of the Cut and Paste Society. Sharifa Lookman is here. She's a senior at New Mexico School for the Arts. And Ariana Sullivan is a senior in creative writing at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. And we are here to talk about the project called Snow Poems. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much for having us here today.
It's a great pleasure. So, Snow Poems, what's that all about?
So, Snow Poems is a project that grew out of the Cut and Paste Society. And we're a group of women writers and artists who started getting together for the past 2 years just for creative community. And just through sharing our work and talking about what we do, the idea kind of just surfaced. And so what it is that we use temporary decorative spray snows to stencil original poetry on windows. And the letters are huge block letters, are 10 inches tall, so you can read the poetry as you're walking down the sidewalk or driving by.
And so, I mean, we're talking haikus as opposed to epics kind of thing in terms of the length of the poem.
Yeah, and maybe even shorter than a haiku. So last year we did the project for the first time at New Mexico School for the Arts, and Sharifa was a part of that, and we covered the windows of the school. So we had 27 or 28 poems, and some were just words. Like on the front doors, I wrote a poem that said, "Wander, wonder."
And so now you have them all over the city. Now, each of the three of you has actually written some of the poems that are there. Is that correct?
No, I mean, I actually haven't, and I don't know if Ariana has either.
Oh, okay.
Essentially, we went through a curation process where citizens from Santa Fe and kids from schools and everything, they submitted poems, and then we chose which one for each window.
Oh, okay.
So it's a variety of voices.
Right, right. And so where are some of these poems?
All over the place.
I'm sure people have seen them, but you might not have been aware. I mean, this is the thing. It's like a kind of cultivating, it seems like it's kind of about cultivating awareness.
Yeah, and part of that will be a map that Edie is putting together that shows all of the buildings where you can go see a poem in Santa Fe.
What are a few of them? Like, just name one or two.
The Southside Library. We're putting one up at the downtown library this afternoon. The Convention Center, the Community Gallery.
There's also around in the schools, so at New Mexico School for the Arts, there's one, and at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, as well as one that we did yesterday, which is really exciting, is at the gazebo in front of REI.
Nice.
And so that's a great place for a lot of tourists to see, as well as people coming from Albuquerque on the Rail Runner.
So the snow poems that are on windows now, and there's going to be at least 40 windows around town, it's just kind of one part of the entire project. It's been really exciting. Like Sharifa said, there was open submissions from our website, and we had several members of Cut and Paste Society teach workshops at Turquoise Trail Elementary. That was Kirsten and Elizabeth Lindy, and Katie McCauley taught a workshop at Carlos Gilbert Elementary. So it's been, and Nicole Davis of Santa Fe Art Institute, she did a workshop with students, seventh graders at DeVargas Middle School, and they have a poem up on their cafeteria window.
Nice. Are you, do you want to tell us or read us or recite any of the poems?
Yeah, actually, Che, do you want to recite the poem that we put up on Jerry Apodaca building? So Che has been dragged around everywhere, so now she
Now we're talking about a little girl here.
Yeah.
Second grade?
Do you want to tell them what school you go to and what grade you're in?
I go to Wood Gormley, and I'm 7 years old.
Okay. Excellent.
So this is the poem that's on the Jerry Apodaca Education Building.
A broken raven wing, snagged on a branch, marked like a flag, the entry to my awakening.
Beautiful.
So that's a poem by Michelle LaFlamme Childs, and that was one of the funnest installations we did, because we had Pete Kutzoff, PK Works, and Crocker Limited, they helped us with scaffolding, and we were like 20 feet in the air. So five of us installing the poem at once, all at different levels.
Nice. Now, this is partly a collaboration with the Santa Fe Art Institute, is that correct?
Yeah, we're partnering with the Santa Fe Art Institute, which is really great. We're Snow Poems is part of their community program, and that it's been really great to work with them.
So people can basically open their eyes, look around, and see these poems all over the city.
Yeah, basically. And it's, you know, one of the fun processes, parts of the program right now is that poems are popping up. We started installing in the schools in mid-December, and then we've really hit it hard these past 2 weeks. And there's not really any signage for the program, for the project, and we'll be putting together a map that should come out. Julie Ruth from Loca Creative and Nicole Rasmussen are putting together a map, and that'll be available at all Snow Poems locations at the end of January.
And so this stays up what until the equinox, or
no? It's a totally, you know, one of the ideas with the project is it's totally seasonal. So it's up during the dead of winter when there's kind of nothing to make us through if we're not snowboarders.
Right.
And then it came about like when I heard this prayer for the solstice last year. This woman, Virginia Pasternak, said, "Now we enter winter, the darkness of winter, as a time of reflection and incubation of ideas." And so that's kind of what the poems are about. And as soon at the end of February, we have our closing reception, February 22nd. It's going to be at the Santa Fe Community Gallery with walking tours downtown. And then the poems will get washed away. And we'll notice the light changing at that time. And then when we did it at the high school last year, it was actually such a beautiful feeling. You know, the poems are beautiful as they are, so it's nice to have them up. But then as you wash away the poems, it's so amazing to see all the light come in for spring.
Right. Yeah, there's a kind of, like when the monks were here doing their sand mandala, which is this beautiful thing, and then they just sweep it away. There's a sense of impermanence with all of that.
Uh-huh. So, and it's a temporary project. So another thing, you know, we'll have the maps that will act kind of as a souvenir, as a project. But at the end of the project, we also want to print a book of postcards. So we're still trying to raise money for that.
Nice. Which you can then sell or give away, which has the actual poems in them?
Yeah, there will be a picture of a location and then the poem printed on the back, and then you could just post a postcard to a friend.
Beautiful. Now, you are both students. Sharifa, you're in the Santa Fe, the New Mexico School for the Arts, and Ariana, you're at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. Tell us more about your work. You, Ariana, are a poet. You do creative writing. Do you do short stories?
I write a lot of poetry and this funny genre called creative nonfiction.
Right.
And didn't submit a poem to Snow Poems because I was scared about bad snow metaphors and the possible inevitability of that.
Do you know, but we did have, like, we had three free poetry workshops before we start, you know, as a way to call poetry. So Lauren Camp, Nicholas Chiarella, and Jamie Figueroa taught, and Ariana came to those workshops, as did Sharifa. And they did write a lot of poetry during this time.
Yeah, kind of like the windows are just sort of on the street, unannounced in a way, at least until the illumination. The workshops were sort of, it was a chance for the community to interact with poetry without necessarily being a poet or a professional. So it was neat how those paralleled as well.
And you are a visual artist?
Yes.
Sharifa? Mm-hmm. Tell us more about your work.
Well, I'm specifically interested in painting and oil painting. But I was really interested in the snow poems because I love reading, I'm obsessed with literature. Like, I always have a book in my purse and a book in everywhere.
Right.
So it was really interesting having this dialogue between words, but then making it so visual. So it's like, it's as much visual arts as it is, like, creative writing and just this, like, really interesting manipulation of words.
Yeah, and what Sharifa brings up is just the beauty of it. And one of the layers of the project is just, you know, we're so totally enticed by the digital world these days. And I wanted to, part of the project is how can we make our spaces beautiful that we want to be there. And the whole installation process is so physical, like, you know, just each letter is its own stencil. And, you know, the words have become physical, the words become light, the words become shadow that mark the space.
So the Cut and Paste Society, tell us a little bit more about that.
So we've been meeting for the past 2 years, and for me as an, I started it because for me as an artist, I always did my work on residencies, and where you run off and you have this isolated period of time where no one bothers you and you just do whatever you want. And then now as a mother, and so many of us are mothers and teachers, we couldn't really just run off and go to La La Land.
Go to a residency, right?
Yeah. So it was a way to China, get creative community, support each other, have dialogue. And that's been a lifesaver for me, just to be around creative women and to talk about things we care about rather than just kind of the details of life.
And there is a Facebook page that people can go to.
Yeah, it's facebook.com/snowpoems, and then you can keep up to date with the installations as they happen. And we also have a website, www.snowpoemsproject.com.
Snowpoemsproject.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can find out more about it. And there's a donation button for anyone who wants to make a PayPal donation.
Wonderful. So Edie Tsang is founder of the Cut and Paste Society. Sharifa Luckman is at the New Mexico School for the Arts. And Ariana Sullivan is at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. And Snow Poems goes on through, what'd you say, the end of February?
Yeah, the closing ceremony is called Night of Illumination. It's February 22nd, a Friday evening at the Santa Fe Community Gallery, 6 to 8 p.m. And then the poems will be down about March 1st.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for being here. And ladies and gentlemen, look around you and you will see the poems.
Thank you so much, Marie Charlotte.
Thank you all.